I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. You know, summer's that time of year when, no matter how nice it is outside, I can get glued to the TV. It starts in late May with the French Open, then continues with Wimbledon. Now the American slice of the Grand Slam, the U.S. Open, which starts today. This year, keep your eyes peeled for a rarity at this tournament, a Canadian tennis star. There haven't been many of them since the game was invented, but Canadians have their eyes trained on number 7 seed Eugenie Bouchard from Montreal. She's just 20, and she made it all the way to the Wimbledon final last month, so definitely a rising star in the tennis world. Stephanie Miles is a sports writer for Yahoo. She's also a tennis fanatic and joins us now from the early action at Flushing Meadows in Queens. Should we believe all the hype about Eugenie Bouchard piled on by the likes of Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova? Is she that good?
It's all hype until someone actually delivers. You know what I mean? And she's been getting the full treatment from just about everywhere that she's going to be the next big thing. And she may be, you know, and she has all the tools that she needs. The biggest thing, I think, is big-time self-belief and confidence. The sky's the limit for her, really.
I mean, she's getting the full treatment, but she hasn't won a Grand Slam yet. Why are a lot of people so excited about her?
She hasn't won a Grand Slam, but look, there have been a lot of players who've gotten to number one without winning one. There aren't that many people winning them, so that's fine. She's had a great year at the Grand Slams this year, but look, she's a marketing dream, right? She's blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and she's a very good-looking girl, and she doesn't grunt. She's nice and quiet. She speaks English very well, and you know all those things. She's got the right package, so I think she's going to make a whole lot of money, that's for sure.
I mean, we've seen a few female marketing dreams on the court in years past. What is Eugenie Bouchard really good at?
She's not really great at any one particular thing, but if you look at most of the women, that's probably true of most of them. She does everything well, and she competes well, I think, is probably the biggest thing, because especially on the women's side, the women who are the best competitors are usually the ones who are at the top of the game. Just because everybody has some talent. They all have a lot of talent or they wouldn't be there. But the ones who are the best competitors, the ones who handle the tough moments the best, I think are the ones who succeed. And there are a lot of people who might have one big skill. Like, for example, you look at Sabine Lisicki, who just set the power speed serving record a few weeks ago. But she's 26 in the world, so it's nice to have that one big skill. But I would say, generally speaking, you're better off having the package.
Now, she's got, not surprisingly, a lot of fans in Canada. She even has this thing called the Genie Army. Who are they, and how fanatical are they?
It's funny, you know, because I was at the Australian Open this year, and this group of guys showed up on this court, which is the furthest away you could possibly get from the center court at the Australian Open, and they had their matching T-shirts, and they were ready to go, and they had their songs ready to go and everything, and so I asked them, why Eugenie Bouchard, and it was really sort of random, you know, they said, oh, yeah, they thought she was a really great-looking girl, and they figured, well, we'll go cheer for her, and it sort of snowballed, yeah, I mean, it was pretty simple, and they didn't analyze her forehand and her backhand or anything, So it just sort of went from there, and obviously she had a great run in the tournament.
I mean, in Canada, Eugenie's face is everywhere, on fashion magazines, as the face of Coca-Cola. Do you reckon that there are some Canadians who know she's a beautiful woman but don't even know she plays tennis?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't say that her appeal is quite that widespread yet. The fashion magazine that she was in is a Quebec fashion magazine, a French language one in the province, and I believe the Coke deal is not. It started off just as a Quebec deal. So she's not a fully national celebrity.
She's on slow rollout nationally in Canada, huh?
Well, you know what? It's tennis. It's tennis, and I think that it's unusual, obviously, for Canada, at least in the last 20 or so years, to have a big deal, a female athlete in an individual sport. So as the agents were telling me, they really are sort of blazing new territory there and working on convincing the companies of exactly the appeal of this, because, yeah, there's really not too much of a blueprint for it. So I think, as I said, I think she's going to make a lot of money. And obviously the fact that she's a great-looking girl can't hurt.
Stephanie Miles is a sports writer with Yahoo. She spoke with us from Flushing Meadows at the U.S. Open in New York about rising Canadian tennis star Eugenie Bouchard. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
Okay, no problem.